Good morning, and welcome to Overeaters Anonymous, a Vision for You Big Book Study. My name is Elaine B., and I am a recovered compulsive overeater from Massachusetts. Today's date is Thursday, November 18th, and this is the 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time meeting. Today we're reading from the Big Book, and we are on page 100, paragraph 1, today's, which begins with both you and the new man. Today's readers are Joanne L., for the 12 steps, Debbie P. for the 12 traditions, Dion R., Robin P., and Julie E. B. Diane B. will greet newcomers at the end of the meeting, get number from available sponsors, and Shelley E. will close us out with announcements. The reference number for the 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time meeting for yesterday, Wednesday, November 17th, is 18093, 18093. The reference number for this morning, 7 a.m. Eastern Standard Time meeting for Thursday, November 18th, is 18,098. That's 18098. DOA preamble. Overeaters Anonymous is a fellowship of individuals who, through shared experience, strength, and hope, are recovering from compulsive overeating. We welcome everyone who wants to recover and stop eating compulsively. There are no dues or fees for members. We're self-supporting through our own contributions, neither soliciting nor accepting outside donations. OA is not affiliated with any public or private organization, political movement, ideology, or religious doctrine. We take no position on outside issues. Our primary purpose is to abstain from compulsive eating and compulsive food behaviors and to carry the message of recovery through the 12 steps of OA to those who still suffer. Our sole purpose. OA's fifth tradition states that each group has but one primary purpose, to carry its message to the compulsive overeater who still suffers. At a Vision for You Big Book study, our message is that people who suffer from compulsive overeating can recover through abstinence and the practice of the 12 steps and 12 traditions of Overeaters Anonymous. I will now ask Joanne L. to please read the 12 steps.
Good morning, Elaine. Good morning, everyone on the line. Good morning, world, because we are the world. My name is Joanne L. from Rhode Island, the 12 steps of Overeaters Anonymous. One, we admitted we were powerless over food, that our lives had become unmanageable. Two, came to believe that a power greater than ourselves could restore us to sanity. Three, made a decision to turn our will and our lives over to the care of God as we understood him. Four, made a searching and fearless moral inventory of ourselves. Five, admitted to God, to ourselves, and to another human being the exact nature of our wrongs. Six, were entirely ready to have God remove all these defects of character. Seven, humbly asked him to remove our shortcomings. Eight, made a list of all persons we had harmed and became willing to make amends to them all. Nine, made direct amends to such people whenever possible, except when to do so would injure them or others. 10, continued to take personal inventory, and when we were wrong, promptly admitted it. 11, sought through prayer and meditation to improve our conscious contact with God as we understood him, praying only for knowledge of his will for us in the power to carry that out. And 12, having had a spiritual awakening as a result of these steps, we try to carry this message to compulsive overeaters and to practice these principles in all our affairs. Thank you for letting me do service, and I pass.
Thank you very much, Joanne L. And I'll now ask Debbie P. to please read the 12 traditions.
Good morning, everyone. Good morning, Elaine, and thank you for your service. My name is Debbie P. from Indiana. The 12 traditions. One, our common welfare should come first. Personal recovery depends upon OA unity. Two, for a group purpose, there is but one ultimate authority, a loving God as he may express himself in our group conscience. Our leaders are but trusted servants. They do not govern. Three, the only requirement for OA membership is a desire to stop eating compulsively. Four, each group should be autonomous except in matters affecting other groups or OA as a whole. Five, each group has but one primary purpose, to carry its message to the compulsive overeater who still suffers. 6. An OA group ought never endorse, finance, or lend the OA name to any related facility or outside enterprise, lest problems of money, property, and prestige divert us from our primary purpose. 7. Every OA group ought to be fully self-supporting, declining outside contributions. 8. Overeaters Anonymous should remain forever non-professional, but our service centers may employ special workers. 9. OA as such ought never be organized, but we may create service boards or committees directly responsible to those they serve. 10. Overeaters Anonymous has no opinion on outside issues, hence the OA name ought never be drawn into public controversy. 11. Our public relations policy is based on attraction rather than promotion. We need always maintain personal anonymity at the level of press, radio, films, television, and other public communication media. 12. Anonymity is a spiritual foundation of all these traditions, ever reminding us to place principles before personalities. Thank you for letting me be of service, and I pass.
Thank you so much, Debbie P. How our meeting works. Our meeting focuses on the directions for recovery that are described in the Big Book of Alcoholics Anonymous. We read a paragraph or two from the literature and stop and share on what was read. Anyone can share, but we ask that you keep your sharing to the topic and literature we are discussing and that you keep your share to approximately 3 minutes. Singleness of purpose reminds us to identify as compulsive overeaters only, please. Our abstinence requirement for moderators is 1 year and for readers is 6 months. There's no abstinence requirement for sharing on topic. This meeting does request that your sharing be directly linked to what was read. We are sharing what the directions in the Big Book mean to us. To share, press star 1 to unmute. Once you're done sharing, let us know by saying pass, then press star 1 to mute your phone. In order to have a quiet meeting, everyone's phone except the speaker should be muted using the star 1 function on your phone, please. Today, we resume our study of the Big Book. We are on page 100, reading paragraph 1. And I will ask Robin P. to please read and comment on that for us today. Hi, Robin.
Hi. Thank you so much, Elaine. Thanks so much for your service. I am Robin P., and I am a very grateful recovered compulsive overeater in Costa Rica in a hotel that I am praying has good enough reception. Both you and the new man must walk day by day in the path of spiritual progress. If you persist, remarkable things will happen. When we look back, we realize that the things which came to us when we put ourselves in God's hands were better than anything we could have planned. Follow the dictates of a higher power, and you will presently live in a new and wonderful world, no matter what your present circumstances. Well, that is perfect. I love that paragraph, too. And, I've been abstinent for almost 6 years by God's grace and mercy, one day at a time. And it's very true. The promises have come true. Fear of people and economic insecurity will leave us. That was one of the biggest ones for me. And, I walk day by day, trudging the road of happy destiny with all of you. And, it's so true when I pause and I put it in God's hands. And sometimes I do two-way prayer. Well, I'll write a question to God and I'll let God answer. And it always comes out exactly, of course, right. And that's something that, the original members of AA did. And it's a really wonderful practice. And following the dictates of my higher power, I am living in a new wonderful world here in Costa Rica for 5 months. And we are about to go off grid for 2 weeks. And we are taking a permaculture course and getting accredited in sustainable building and organic farming. We're both organic vegans and gluten-free vegans. And so we are going to learn how to plant and take care of the soil and the land and the animals. And I'm very, very grateful that they have all of those things there that we can work with and learn from. And it feels very like a vision and a dream come true. And that's from the grace of this program and abstinence. You know, abstinence is a miracle of grace for me. My food is my healing and my medicine instead of my poison. I don't eat poison today. I don't eat GMOs. I don't eat any poison. And that's a miracle from God because I used to live on poison. So God bless everybody with a very blessed and abstinent day and rest of the month and holiday. And I look forward to being with you guys again in December. God bless you, Elaine, and everyone. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Robin P. Well, we definitely value everybody's experience, but we do ask that you limit your share to every third day in order that others might share their experience too. So if you haven't shared in the last couple of days and you'd like to comment on page 100, paragraph 1, please press star 1 to unmute and let me know. Give me your name and your first initial.
Carrie G.
Wendy B.
I heard Carrie G. and Wendy B. Anybody else?
Elaine.
Who is that?
Elaine. Elaine G. from New York.
Elaine G. from New York. Okay. Anybody else want to get in the lineup?
Dionor.
Dionor. Still got room? Jordan L. One more out there?
Hi. Do you need abstinence to share on this?
No, anyone can share.
Okay. My name is Rosemary.
Okay, Rosemary. And the first initial of your last name?
G.
Okay, great. This is a great lineup. Carrie G., Wendy B., Elaine G., Dion R., Jordan L., and Rosemary G. Please share with us, Carrie G., and you'll be followed by Wendy B.
Good morning. This is Carrie G. in Colorado, gratefully recovered from a seemingly hopeless state of mind and body. Thank you, God, for these 12 steps. And I'm just, this paragraph is phenomenal. I don't usually, I think most people say, I love this paragraph, but there's a lot of heart in this one. And at the OA LA birthday, 1 year, a speaker used it to close their talk. I have it in my margin. You know, speaker used this to close because there are so many promises here. For me, if we persist in that word, it's a synonym for change. So if I'm living in 10, then I'm continuing to take personal inventory, continuing to set right, and continuing to work this program day by day. And most recently, I was gifted the opportunity to go back through the steps in a really amazing way. And the foundation of what my sponsor had me do from the very, very beginning, day one, she said, when you open your eyes in the morning, gratitude mode begins. And we thank God from the bottom of our hearts as often as we can throughout the day. Thank you, God, for OA. Thank you, God, for the sleep I just got. Thank you, God, for my health. All throughout the day. And that's what I'm seeing in this paragraph is my spiritual progress. And it's not spiritual perfection. It's spiritual progress. I get to practice throughout the day being in that mode. You know, even though here we are coming up on the day of thanks, it doesn't have to just be the third week of November that I'm thankful. The chemistry in my brain is going to change if I am thankful throughout the day. And to me, I call my higher power God. And so I'm in awe of this program and how much it allows me to just be centered and calm and peaceful with neutrality around the food today. And I'm following the dictates of that higher power, and I am presently living in a wonderful world. So if you are still tormented by the food, there's a lot of hope in this program. Get a phone number at the end of the meeting of a recovered sponsor. Write the number down. Call somebody. Take the action. It's so worth it. And with that, I pass. Thanks.
Thank you very much, Carrie G. Wendy B., you are up next, followed by Elaine G.
Good morning. This is Wendy B., recovered in Arizona. And I really like that first sentence, you know, both you and the new man must walk day by day in the path of spiritual progress. And to me, this speaks about, you know, a continued relationship with sponsor and sponsee. You know, my experience with recovered sponsees is they become part of my God squad, you know, and we mutually support each other, you know, on this journey. And sponsees have gotten to know and feel safe with me, you know, and I know their history, and we value the relationship that's been established. And it feels God-given, you know, a provision for both of us to be accountable. And we get to witness the miraculous, you know, changes and growth in each other's lives as we give ourselves more and more into God's hands. And, you know, we share our gratitudes and we get to focus on the wonderful world that God has opened up for us to walk into. You know, the things that came to us when we became willing to set aside our old way of thinking and living and embrace God's way of living. And, you know, God frees us from our obsession with food, you know, our selfish drive to get our needs met no matter what the cost. And our family relationships change, you know, as we learn how to put value on other people's wants and needs. And God gives us insight and understanding and compassion for those in our lives. You know, my experiences, my circumstances didn't change. I changed. And it has a ripple effect on my family and those I encounter on my job. And, you know, it's small changes of perception, you know, shifts of attitudes, you know, more harmony instead of abrasion. And, you know, it is a wonderful life. You know, walking with my Creator, you know, listening to His guidance. And thank you for letting me share.
Thank you very much, Wendy B. Elaine G., you're up next, followed by Dion R.
Well, hi, everybody. This is Elaine. And I am so grateful since I came into this Vision for You meeting, and I've spoken to a lot of people from the Vision for You. A lot of them called me. And yesterday alone, I didn't know what was the matter with me. I was abstinent, but my disease didn't want me to be abstinent. Meanwhile, got into this thinking, and says, "Oh my God, what is this?" And so my sponsor wants me to read the first 71 pages of the big book. So I started reading. I said, "That'll help." So I started reading, and it passed the way I felt. You know, I started reading the Bill's story, and there was a solution, and I never did this before, but I said to myself, boy, I'm really clear-headed, I'm really reading this, and I said to myself, you know, yes, I'm also in the other program, too, you know, Alcoholics Anonymous, but I was relating to that, and also my overeating in the chapter there, and I was taking notes, and I said, this is unbelievable. And then all of a sudden, two of my friends that I thought weren't interested in getting together with me, two of them called me up, you know, and another miracle happened that my mother that I called, she's very hard of hearing, that on my phone in my bedroom, the hearing impaired, but usually she never hears it. I had a whole conversation with her, and that was unbelievable, you know. And I had the patience and tolerance to repeat myself and be precise and be loud enough. And this is not like me. Usually I have no patience at all, you know. And so it convinces me that, you know, doing through this big book is a wonderful thing. And this woman reached out to me last night from Vision for You, and she needed some encouragement, and I guess I did, and so we both helped each other. It was a beautiful thing, And all I know is that as long as I go this spiritual path, everything will turn out okay, you know? And not to do my will. Thanks.
Thank you very much, Elaine G. in New York. Appreciate your share. Okay, Dion R., you're up next, followed by Jordan L. Please share with us, Dion.
Yes, hi, good morning. This is Dion R., a recovering compulsive overeater. I'm very grateful today to be a part of the process. Okay. Hope you and a new man. Yes, this paragraph reminds me, like it's already been said, this is a daily, continual process for me and progress. I can't say most times when I don't get in the way. But I love it because it's something else someone said about the people that I'm walking with, the new man. They become an old man after a while. Well, old person. They become a friend after a while. It's no longer, it's like I'm walking, we become a part of my squad, you know. And it's like we help each other no matter what. And even if a person is not ready, I look back on the times I make mistakes as a sponsor or a guide. And my sponsors of past made mistakes. But it was still progress because we didn't go. And I kept persisting. They, you know. So even if I could plant the seed with someone, I may not get to hang around and watch the tree grow into a strong tree or oak, you know, or whatever. But it's just being able to carry on and reach back or reach over. You know, some have surpassed me on the journey that I work with, so it's okay. But the thing is, I'm still walking, I'm still trudging, I'm still ready to follow the dictates of God, you know, my higher power, who I call God, you know, the great spirit, you know. It's like new and wonderful things does happen, and there's so much happening in my life that I'm grateful for, and not just for this next Thursday or this month. It's just for my whole life. The fact that I'm still here to carry a message. My time should have been up. It was left up to me and myself, Will, long time ago. But I'm glad I hung around. And like they say, I came to here for the lose weight. You look good, and you know, think you got it going on, and come to find out, you know, it's past. Beauty is in the eye of the beholder. True. But it's so much more. I like helping others, and I like being of service to my higher power. Am I perfect? No. Will I be perfect? None of us will. None of us will. Only ones that know have spiritual perfection is the is the great spirit, so which I call God. So with that, I'm gonna pass. I'm about to choke. So need some water. It's got finished cleaning. So, anywho, thank you all for allowing me to be a part of this process. And thank you so much, Elaine, for your service. Bye.
Thank you, Dion, for yours. Thanks for your share also. Jordan L., you're up next, followed by Rosemary G. Jordan L., Darwin Tunview.
Hey, good morning. my name's Jordan L. I'm a recovered compulsive overeater. Thanks for moderating for us this morning. I'm recovered, and I'm really grateful to be on this meeting this morning. So this paragraph, this is the actual one. This really is my favorite paragraph in the big book. I think it's because I was in an OA meeting yesterday, and the topic was about the turning point in our recovery. And the turning point in my recovery was when I heard other compulsive overeaters talk about being recovered. And it wasn't in an arrogant way. It wasn't in a way of like, I'm so special, look at me, I recovered, look what I did, you know, look at like how strong and powerful I am, that I can do this. It was in a way of talking about recovering from this seemingly hopeless state of mind and body. And when I heard that, like, I don't know, something happened, like something shifted within me. Like my psychic change started right then and there, right? Because I knew a lot about control. I knew a lot about controlling my food. I knew a lot about controlling my behaviors. I knew a lot about controlling other people. I was really clear on control and what that looked like in treating this disease with control. Because it does work for a little while. Like you can control it and white knuckle it for a little while. But by the time I got here, I was so tired. I was so friggin' tired of control. And I was so ready to let go. So when I heard about this, about this here, like what it's talking about here, this like surrender and what we do here, where we show each other the way, we guide each other through this process, we walk this path of spiritual progress, we persist. And remarkable things will happen. I thought the remarkable things was like money, fame, and fortune, and you know, like all that stuff that our culture, our society tells us is important and makes you important. And it's not like the. I'll wrap it up here. The remarkable things, like this, is the remarkable thing that I'm willing to get on a meeting in the morning. And share with other compulsive overeaters, share like my whole soul, you know? That's the remarkable stuff. So I'm very grateful to be a part of this with all of you. That's all I got this morning.
Thanks so much, Jordan. Now, so before we hear from Rosemary G., I want to let you know that we are commenting and sharing on page 100, paragraph 1, which begins with both you and the new man. That includes any newcomers out on the line. This is for you. So, Rosemary G., please share with us, and then we'll take another lineup for people who'd like to comment on that paragraph. Star one to unmute, please, Rosemary G.
I'm sorry, I was still muted. Okay, this paragraph to me, it seems like a promise that if you persist, if you are, your seriousness, it takes into these for me, seriousness, willingness to turn over, to surrender, and persisting every day to follow the dictates of a higher power. And I think it's also showing you that you will have a transition from hope into what happens when all what you're doing all this. Then you're going to be where this program can take you. So, yeah, I kind of got that out of reading this, and it came from the persistence, the willingness to surrender every day, and that everyday thing is the persistence, and you'll find a transition from just hoping to actually being there. So because they're talking about how you'll presently live in a new and wonderful world. So no matter what your present circumstances are. So yes, again, I can give my information at the end of the program. Thank you so much. And with that, I'll pass.
Thank you very much, Rosemary G. Okay,
Rosemary.
So though we value...
Rosemary.
Oh, Rosemary, I'm so sorry. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Although we value everybody's experience, we do ask that you limit your share to every third day so that others might share their experience too. So if you haven't shared in the past couple of days and you'd like to comment on page 100, paragraph 1, both you and the new man, please give me your name.
Linda B.
Nancy. I heard Linda B. and someone else.
Nancy A. B.
I heard Nancy A. B. and Donna.
Yes, Donna B. Thank you.
Donna B., thank you very much.
Janine J.
Janine J.
Kim O.
Kim O. And I think we may have time for one additional share. Okay.
Dana P.
Well, let's... Who was that?
Dana P.
Dana P. Okay, I think we may have room for you too. I hope so. So we have Linda B., Nancy A. B., Donna B., Janine J., Kim O., and Dana P. So Linda B., please share with us. And if you're not Linda B., please press star 1 to mute your phone. Thank you.
Good morning, everyone. Thank you, moderator. This is Linda B., compulsive overeater from Ontario, Canada. I'm noticing in today's paragraph, that first sentence has a must in it. We must walk day by day in the path of spiritual progress. And remarkable things will happen. And yes, I've been witness to that recently. I've been coming to a vision for you. I think it's just going on 4 months now, and remarkable things are happening. When I look back, it says we realize that the things which came to us when we put ourselves in God's hands were better than anything we could have planned. I don't always agree with that. I think some of the things that happen, I think I could have done a better job. But then step 10 has taught me to pause and look at the situation and to perhaps there's another way for me to be looking at the situation at hand. And that has been so very, very true. My perception is so warped. My thinking is so twisted. And that's what I've learned most in the last 4 months that I've started coming to vision. It's been amazing. I'm going to keep coming. The food is down. I'm not always peaceful and at ease, but I know what I need to do to regain that sense of inner peace, and I do it. So thank you to everyone that shows up here day after day after day after day to share and to be of service for this meeting, and my sponsor who has guided me throughout this whole all these months with love and caring and comfort. And I don't know much more I can say other than I'm just so very, very grateful. And oh, and step 10 has been remarkable in helping me to identify where my twisted thinking and my disease is coming from, and that fear prayer and the remarkable answers I get back from my higher power when I write out my prayer. And I think that's all I need to say today, but thank you for giving me the opportunity, and I wish everyone another wonderful 24 hours. Thank you. I'll pass.
Thank you very much, Linda B. Nancy A. B., you're up next, followed by Donna B. Nancy A. B., please press star 1 to unmute.
Thank you for your service this morning, too. And I am so grateful that this particular paragraph was being read this morning. I have been in program for over 30 years and had, just remarkable is too calm a word for what's happened in my life. I have been given so many things beyond my wildest dreams. And as I moved through some difficult times in my life in the last few years, I tried to take back the reins and fell down hard. And the program was still here for me, a total stranger picked me up, dusted me off, and started me off again. And the mental obsession in my mind gets quiet when I follow the dictates. And I was looked up the word dictates, and it was just saying that these are principles that must be obeyed. And it's like physics. It's not like somebody is capriciously telling me you have to do all these things. It's just the things that work. Like, don't step off the edge of a cliff. And when I can settle down and listen to my higher power on a daily basis and listen to the people in the program, the wonderful things that have been said this morning, I've been writing them down to carry them with me through the day. It works out well. I live in a new and wonderful world, for sure. And so I'm so grateful. Thank you so much for the opportunity to share.
Thank you very much, Nancy A.B. Donna B., you are up next, followed by Janine J.
Good morning. This is Donna B., a recovered compulsive overeater and bulimic. I want to go back to page 50 for a moment. In the chapter, we agnostics, it says, here are thousands of men and women, worldly indeed. They flatly declare that since they've come to believe in a power greater than themselves, so that's one, two, to take a certain attitude toward that power, and three, to do certain simple things, there's been a revolutionary change in their way of living and thinking. And as I went through this paragraph with a sponsee recently, I said, okay, for me personally, check. I do believe in a power greater than myself. Check. I have done many of the simple things required of me. But two, what exactly is that attitude that I'm supposed to take towards that power? And even after many years in the program, and even with quite a number of years of being recovered and entire abstinence and working the program to the best of my ability, that attitude has been weary, uncertain. And when I saw that opportunity that I had a choice in that attitude, something really shifted for me in a shocking way, especially for people who know me and how hesitant I have been in completely surrendering to a power greater than myself. I was known to say that, of course, there's a power greater than myself. It's some asshole that gets in the way of me getting what I want, you know, like. And now my attitude really is more resonance with this paragraph we're reading today, which is, my God, there's a power who can do everything better than me. I don't have to try and try and try and try and try as hard as I do. I can actually stop. I can pause and I can say, I have no clue. I have no idea how to make this better. But I remember that in step three, I made a decision to trust you, to turn it all over to you with the hope that you would do better than me. And that's my attitude for today. Thank you for letting me share.
Thank you very much, Donna B. Janine J., you are up next, and you'll be followed by Kim O.
Good morning, everybody. It's Janine J. In Maryland. Really grateful to be on the line this morning in this paragraph. It just really hit me. I've been doing some decluttering, and I came into a box with memories from 1978. I was a birth mom in 1978, and I found pictures of my son. My sister was my coach, and I mean, talk about, you know, going back in time, and God was with me, and I've always had a very deep faith, but, you know, the spiritual process and being able to go back to that memory with joy. I had placed my son for adoption and had the opportunity later to meet him as a grown man. And we've had lunch a couple times, but now we are no longer in touch. But I do know where he is. And, you know, God is just miraculous in the way that he leads us through our lives. And for me, that was a true miracle yesterday to just come upon those pictures. And I'm going to take them to the foundation where I placed him for adoption and, you know, have them, put them in his file, because perhaps someday he'd want those. At any rate, you know, it's a new, we do live in a new and wonderful world. And before OA recovery, I would have just gone immediately to the food. But thanks be to God, I don't do that. And I can call my sponsor or text my sister and say, you'll never guess what I just found in a box. So I'm very grateful and thankful to all of you. And if anybody out there wants to talk about it, I'm available. So thanks for letting me share.
Thank you so much. That's great. Thank you very, very much. Okay, Kim O, you are up next, followed by Dana P.
Hi, this is Kim O. Can I be heard?
Yes, we hear you great. Thank you.
Thank you. I'm Kim. I am 20 days abstinent from my alcoholic foods. I, in this paragraph, when I don't know where to start, when I'm reading something, I think it's just a pattern of allowing so much negativity to come in that I am in the habit when I read or reading to highlight or to put a box around the positive, the words that bring hope or the words of integrity that I want to live by. And so as I was reading this, you know, what stood out is, you know, walking day by day, walking just one day at a time, persisting, putting myself in God's hands, and living presently, living in the present, and to see one day at a time that I'm doing these things to walk with a higher power and in the path of spiritual progress. It means to me that I'm staying connected to my higher power. I'm trying to stay connected to my higher power, and I'm trying to surrender, which are two very complicated tasks when I am in the heart of numbing and addiction. And I'm grateful for this meeting and being having my higher power bringing the people to me in ways when there is absolutely no way. I know, just like it said, you know, we look back and we realize the things which came to us when we put ourselves in God's hands were better than anything we could have planned. I couldn't have stopped for one day. I was always on day one. But through this hope program and my higher power, there is something greater. And I'm seeing some of the effects with my health issues and 20 days and seeing the, you know, the inflammation going down and fog lifting. And so anyway, it's a very powerful paragraph. It's a powerful image of what's happening in my life right now. I used to listen to this meeting as I was driving, as I worked other programs, and I would try to replace food for other things. But I've never actually worked this program until now, and seeing the difference in actually working the program and just trying to listen but keep doing what I'm doing. And that's a big difference.
Gentle reminder,
thanks for letting me share, and I'll pass.
Thank you so much, Kim. So glad you're here. It's great. Keep going and persisting. More to come. So much more to come. I love that line. New and wonderful world, no matter what your present circumstances. Okay, Dana P., you're up next. Please share with us. And we may
Good
have
morning.
Time. Oh, no, I think this she'll be our last share for today. Thank you, Dana P.
Yes, good morning, Dana P. here. Thank you so much for your service and everyone on the line this morning. My name is Dana P. I live in California. What an amazing program. You know, I'm looking at this and I've been pondering this whole thing as we've been going along here. Don't have much highlighted around this paragraph, but I heard someone say on the line that I love always, this is my favorite paragraph. And I frequently say that about many paragraphs, and their word remarkable, things will happen. And this remarkable thing happened this morning as I was listening to the shares and rereading this paragraph. And I realized, I took it literally before, like, you know, I'm putting my hand in yours, as Roseanne says, you know, I put my hand in yours, but, you know, I've never seen any of the people I work with, or I should say I've never hugged or touched or, you know, actually put my hand in their hand. And what came to me as I was pondering this whole thing and contemplatively meditating is, it doesn't say even really that we do it physically, literally together. It's that we're just doing this one day at a time and talking about the new man. And it took me back to Bill W. when he shared with Louise about how, Lois, about how he couldn't get recovered, or he couldn't get anyone else recovered. And she told him, well, you're recovered. And really that's what it's talking about, you know, this persistence day by day, day by day, day by day, and the spiritual progress that we're doing it individually and together. And ultimately it comes down to my walk with my higher power. And that's what it's talking about. Looking back, yeah, we can look back, but really it's one day at a time, one day at a time, and following these dictates. And what a wonderful world I'm living in now. You know, really grateful every single day, grateful for my life despite my circumstances. And that is the most powerful part of this paragraph right here, no matter what your present circumstances. And that speaks to the serenity that I experience inside of myself when I continue to turn to my higher power and focus on my spiritual path and my spiritual progress despite anything, anyone that is in my life today. So thank you so much. I'm kind of all over the place with it, but I'm just really in awe of this, you know, following the dictates of my higher power, because, boy, I'll tell you, I've made a mess of things by myself. So thank you so much for letting me share on the line this morning, and I'll pass.
Thank you very much, Dana P. Great last share. Okay. Thanks, everyone who shared. And we're going to transition the meeting by reading from the Big Book on page 164, followed by the Serenity Prayer. Will Dion R. please read A Vision for You?
Yes, ma'am. Sure will. Hi, I'm Dion R. again, recovered compulsive overeater from that seemingly hopeless state of mind and body. Our book is meant to be suggestive only. We realize we know only a little. God will constantly disclose more to you and to us. Ask Him in your morning meditation what you can do each day for the man who is still sick. The answers will come if your own house is in order. But obviously, you cannot transmit something you haven't got. See to it that your relationship with Him is right. And great events will come to pass for you and countless others. This is the great fact for us. Abandon yourself to God as you understand God. Admit your faults to Him and to your fellows. Clear away the wreckage of your past. Give freely of what you find and join us. We shall be with you in the fellowship of the Spirit, and you will surely meet some of us as you trudge the road of happy destiny. May God bless you and keep you until then. and I pass.